Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 20th, and I am reading from the New International Version. I'm reading from my living room. Actually, it's kind of like a combo living dining room, and I'm standing at my dining room table even now, because my daughter, May, has been homesick from school. So the sound might be a little bit different, but as we're learning, that's not what's really important here. What's important is that we're growing together and reading God's Word. So we'll start with Revelation chapter 20, and I'll read the entire chapter. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore, until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshiped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and to gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name is not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. And now let's move over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 127. Psalm 127 is also a song of ascents of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. And now let's turn over to the book of Zephaniah. We are in Zephaniah chapter 3, and today I'll be reading verses 1 through 8. The header in my Bible says, Jerusalem. Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled. She obeys no one. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. Her officials within her are roaring lions. Her rulers are evening wolves who leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are unprincipled. They are treacherous people. Her priests profane the sanctuary and do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. Morning by morning, he dispenses his justice, and every new day he does not fail. Yet the unrighteous know no shame. And then the header says, Jerusalem remains unrepentant. I have destroyed nations. Their strongholds are demolished. I have left their streets deserted with no one passing through. Their cities are laid waste. They are deserted and empty. Of Jerusalem I thought, surely you will fear me and accept correction. Then her place of refuge would not be destroyed, nor all my punishments come upon her. But they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day I will stand up to testify. I have decided to assemble the nations, to gather the kingdoms, and to pour out my wrath on them, all my fierce anger. The whole world will be consumed by the fire of my jealous anger. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. These were some tough ones in Revelation, this idea of the second death, and then here, the idea of judgment coming on the people. But we see a theme here, don't we? That those who do not follow Christ are the ones to be judged in Revelation, and those who are not obedient to the Word of God and do not trust in God as their Savior are the ones who are going to be judged in Zephaniah. As we close today, I just want to pray over you again. I just want the Lord to bless you as my sisters and brothers. And Wayne and I were just talking about the importance of praying for one another, and just want to pray over you today. And so, Lord, we don't know what everybody's situation is. I don't know what my brothers and sisters face today, but I am confident in the fact that you do. You know our every move, and you know what we will face. And I pray, Lord, that you would equip my brothers and sisters with the gospel truth, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, Lord, that you would fill them with your Spirit. Give them the shield of faith so that when the fiery arrows of the evil one come their way, they're able to ward them off through faith in you and the promises of your Word. And Lord, would you give us feet fitted in the readiness of the gospel of peace? Lord, continue to conform our image to that which pleases you, that looks like Jesus. Help us to be a people who are kind to those in our own household and to those around the world, so that your light might shine through us, your truth might shine through us, and the evil one would be defeated. I pray, Lord, that you would not allow the evil one a foothold in the lives of my friends or in our church or in our community. Lord, we pray that you would help us to fight the fight of faith through your Word. And so we entrust ourselves to you today and ask your blessings over us. We pray all of this In Jesus' name, amen.